Okay, today we're beginning the fourth parak of Masechta Sota, and today we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Bay. So this parak is going to be talking about a number of cases where a Sota does not drink the Mei Sota, because in some sense, she's not really married. Arusa v'shomeres yavam lo shosos l'notas k'suba. An Arusa and a woman who's waiting for Yibum don't drink the Mei Sota, and nor do they get to collect k'suba money, because they're not fully married yet, meaning an Arusa is a woman who's only had Kiddushin, but she hasn't had Nisu, and yet, so she's not fully married, and a Shomeres Yavam is certainly not fully married to her deceased husband anymore, because he's deceased, nor to the Yavam, because he has not yet performed Yibum. Shnemar asher tiste isha tachas isha, that the woman has to drink while she's married to her husband. So it implies that she's fully married, Arusa v'Shomeres Yavam, as opposed to an Arusa or a Shomeres Yavam, and a Shomeres Yavam who are not really fully married. So Alman al-Kohen Gadol, if you have an almana who's married to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedot, or a divorced woman or a chalutza who's married to a regular Kohen, or a mamzeres nesina l'Yisrael, you have a mamzeres or a nesina who's married to a Yisrael. A nesina or a nasin is someone who comes from the Givonim, which were a group of Canaanim who tricked Yehoshua into making a bris with them, bris shalom with them. Even though they converted to Judaism, Yehoshua ushered regular Jews from marrying them during the times when the Beis HaMikdash is around, and later because they were extremely cruel to the children of Shaul HaMelech, David HaMelech extended that gezerah for all time. So it's an iser for a nesina to marry a Yisrael, just like it's an iser for a mamzeres to marry Yisrael, except by mamzeres it's an iser daraisa, nesina is an iser drabanan. Ubas Yisrael l'mamzer l'nasin, or Ubas Yisrael is married to a mamzer l'nasin. So all these cases are forbidden marriages. So in all these forbidden marriages, lo shosos v'notos k'suba, the woman does not drink the mesota, nor does she receive a k'suba, because the halacha is, that's how the Bartanur explains over here, lo shosos lo nemer parsha el ru'uy l'kaima, because the whole parsha is only if it's someone that's ru'uy l'kaima, that you're allowed to stay with. T'chsiv kisis te'eshto b'ru'uy l'ishul sakasa medaber, that it's got to be someone who's ru'uy for ishus, pratna alman Kohen Gadol, as opposed to an alman of the Kohen Gadol, where she is not ra'ui for Ishus, or any of these forbidden marriages where they are not ra'ui for Ishus. Mishnah Beis continues, Ve'elu lo shosos ve'lo notos k'suba, and the following women also do not drink the sota water and also do not collect the k'suba. Ha'omeres t'me'ani, a woman who says that I did commit adultery, I'm guilty as charged, v'shabo le'edim she t'me'a, or witnesses came and verified that she had committed adultery. Or a woman who just refuses to drink the Mei Sota, she also doesn't drink the Mei Sota, and nor does she receive a ksuba. Amar baila eni mashka, but if the husband says, I just can't force her to drink this water, I cannot make her drink this water, or I don't want her to drink this water, v'shabayla ba'ala b'derech, or the husband slept with her on their way to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. So then, notelis k'suba savlosho, so she does collect her k'suba, but she does not drink the mei sota, because she's willing to vindicate herself by drinking the mei sota. It's the husband who's preventing it from happening, so then that's his problem. So he's going to have to pay the k'suba. Now the Mishnah talks about what the halacha is when a woman is willing and able and wants to drink the Mei Sota, but her husband died before he had the opportunity to follow through on the procedure. Meisu ba'alei not shelo shasu. If the husband died before she drank the Mei Sota, so Beishami Omrim no tells k'suba v'lo shosos. She gets her k'suba, but she does not drink the Mei Sota, because you can only drink the Mei Sota while the husband is actually still alive, and that's derived from a pasuk. That's what the Bar Tanur points out. Pasuk says Vehevi ha'ish es ishto. So if you don't have an ish to be mevi es ishto, then there's no drinking the mesota. Beisilul omrim lo shosos vilo notos k'suba. Beisilul says they correct that they don't drink the mesota because the husband's not around, but she also doesn't get a k'suba. Meaning Beishamai says that even though, meaning the idea is she's not going to get the k'suba because normally when you're lo shosos, you're also lo notos k'suba. Whereas Beishamai holds that even though she doesn't drink the Mei Sota, why should she lose her right to collect her ksuba? ksuba. Sota who cannot drink normally loses her ksuba because she was never eligible to drink. Or she did something that made her ineligible to drink. But a sota who is eligible to drink and did nothing wrong, why should she lose her ksuba? So that's the point of view of the Beis Shammai. Whereas the Beis Hillel has the more straightforward equation that whenever she's lo shosos, she's also lo notos ksubasa. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that an arusa or shemeres yavam, it does not drink, nor does she get the ksuba because it has to be tachas isha, and this is not her husband because she's not fully married. And then we learned about a whole bunch of forbidden marriages. Now, mana to a kohen gadol, grusha chalitza to kohen neder, umemzeres to nesi nisrael, basrael mamzer nesan. All those cases are also do not drink and do not collect the ksuba. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said in addition to that, if a woman admits that she cheated, or Edim confirmed that she cheated, or if she just refuses to drink, so she also doesn't get the ksuba and also doesn't drink the mesota. If the husband, though, is the one getting in the way by saying, I cannot make her drink, or he was bowel her along the way, so she still can't drink, but then she'll get her ksuba. And then we had Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, if the husband died before she had an opportunity to drink. Everyone agrees she's not going to drink, but Beisham says she'll get a ksuba, and Beis Hillel holds that she will not get a ksuba. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.